Okay, to start off by talking about this week and what we're going to try to get accomplished here, taking a good hard look at ourselves in a lot of different ways. I think the bye is coming at a good time for us. It gives us a chance to look at us, our schemes, our situations within games, where we've not done well in all three phases, that is. And then I don't think we have to – and the good news is we don't have to go looking outside the building for a lot of the answers. I think the answers are in this building. I think they're in that locker room. They're in that staff room back there. They're in the meeting rooms. They're on the practice fields. They're in our preparation. I think the answers are all here, and we just got to find a way to get those to transfer over to games, and so we can play complete games and play like we're capable of playing, like we've shown sporadically throughout the first five games. There's been good signs of good things, and we just needed somehow find a way to do that for an entire game and see what happens. But, there was a point there in the game yesterday. There was 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 3-3. They kick a field goal to go up 6-3. And we go out on the field offensively and get a, we have a holding call on first down. Then we have a interception for a touchdown on the second play. And then we get a kickoff return that we probably should not have taken out. We just had – and we got stuffed on the kickoff return. There's just a sequence of plays that all three of those plays, really the first two obviously, just can change the momentum of a game. And we got to just not let those things affect us. I mean, those are things we got to – it's still a two-score game, even with plenty of time to go. There's enough possessions to get back into it, and I just think we have to learn not to let those things affect us in all three phases. We have to learn how to do it, and I think we have to do it and see that we can do it and we can win still, and not to. One thing we did early on, and again, some of it's training camp talk, but we were not flinching. We were not letting things a bad situation happen. We didn't let others happen from it. We responded well and came back and didn't let it bother us. And I think we got to get back to that, and we're going to talk about it. But those are things we got to do better.
Could you just assess where Blaine is right now? I know you talk a lot about his improvement.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like he's taking the steady climb that you guys want him to take. It looks like he's either stagnant or regressed.
I don't feel that way. I think we have, including Blaine, I think we have a number of young guys that are playing in these games right now, and learning invaluable things that are happening as each play develops and unfolds. I think, the first interception was two young guys, a quarterback and a receiver, a rookie receiver, that it was a mistake. You saw it the week before in the Monday night game, a mistake. What could happen to a throw if you weren't on the same page? The same result happened, an interception for a touchdown. It was a tough lesson learned. I'm hoping those lessons carry over to future times where that's a play for the Jaguars and big plays for us. Those are the lumps I'm talking about that we have to take sometimes, not that we want them, but things we have to learn from. And Blaine's still a young player. I mean, I think each game is going to make him a better player. I mean, I think it has. And we got to help him. There's still things. I'm not going to say he's where we want him. I don't think he'll say that. But he still has things he's got to do better. It's a constant evaluation on these guys. I mean, there isn't a set number of games. How are we improving as a team? How are we improving as an offense? How is each guy? That's one good thing about the bye. We get a chance to look at all these guys again through all the games. And, again, maybe we'll find something else. But I don't know if we put a number on when we think that's that development's complete. Well, we missed some of the throws. Those are some of the, you know, some of those throws, even to Cecil Shorts, those are throws we'd like to have, again, catch and run for touchdowns instead of just missing. Those are the things that we already have identified. We'll probably see more of it when we go do our study this week. Those are the kind of plays we're missing. Okay, even the one to Justin Blackman, which would have been a great catch. Those are the catches that we got to make, and like the Devin Hester's catches. That was the same catch. Those are the things that's the difference in what we're doing right now and what our opponents are doing. I mean, it's just they're getting them done, and we're talking about a fine line. Those are the things we've got to be able to do.
And the guys know that sometimes it's the guy next to them that's making a mistake. It can be frustrating. It can be difficult to kind of go out there with confidence that, hey, even if I do my job, this guy's not going to.
I don't sense that. I would sense that on the sideline. I'd see things like that going on. Kicking things, throwing things, you know, guys, just comments being made. I look for it. You know, I want to see how our guys are responding in the good times and not so good times. And I have not sensed that at all. And then to go in the locker room, I talked to every player yesterday after the game, went to each one of their guys' lockers, how they responded back to me about we're sticking together. You know, they all responded in a way that I thought was very refreshing for the moment, because it could have been doom and gloom. So I felt good about after I talked to every player on this roster after that game. Now, obviously improving in a lot of things we're doing is important. I'd certainly hate to count us out of the playoffs. I didn't do that 8 years ago. I'm not going to do that this time. There is plenty of football still to go. There's plenty of things that can happen for us. But we do. We have to improve. Obviously, we have to play at a complete game. We just need to put a game together where all three phases are playing like they're capable. I've said that we haven't yet. We played a good half the other day. Played a good half and a half a third. You know, we're just got to get a complete game in, and let's see really where we are and where do we stand.